Welcome to Strange Familiars Presents. If you don't already listen to our regular podcast, Strange Familiars, be sure to check it out for longer stories on all things paranormal, strange, weird history, and more. StrangeFamiliars.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what we do and you'd like to help us out, please consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars. This story is from the Daily Republican, Monongahela, Pennsylvania, from 1916. After a witch cat. Family lies in wait with a solid gold bullet. Hex has caused various kinds of woe in Tumbling Run Valley and can't be killed with ordinary ammunition. At Tumbling Run Valley, near Pottsville, Pennsylvania, a family is lying in wait for a witch cat with a gun loaded with a solid gold bullet, and has also put a witch cat eating cat on the trail of the hex or witch cat. This witch cat appeared at the home of Hal Thomas some weeks ago. It was always seen at 4 o'clock in the morning, prowling around the barnyard, and it is said to have grown until it was 4 feet long. It is averred that the hens began crowing like roosters, and the pigs barking like dogs, and this first evidence that something was wrong was followed by horses, cattle, poultry, and even people pining away and dying. The climax came when Hal Thomas himself died. Two daughters were left, one a spinster, the other married. The former charged the latter with having put the hex witch cat on the property, and at the funeral the two had a grievous clash, for the unmarried sister tried to expel from the house the married witch sender. The Thomases had been shooting at the hex, and though their aim ordinarily was good, they seemingly could not hit the strange cat. After her father's death, Miss Thomas held a conference with an unknown witch doctor and announced that it had been revealed that the reason the bullets had not been effective was because they were lead. She followed directions and molded a solid gold bullet out of a $5 gold piece. But when the magic bullet was in the gun, ready for use, the cat failed to reappear. Miss Thomas and the neighbors have lain in wait for the hex, but all in vain. Some declare its absence due to the fact that too many people have been wearing crucifixes and talismans to protect themselves. The affair became so mysterious that the Pottsville Republican editorially asked a complete investigation. The latest turn to the mysterious case, however, is the most interesting of all. A black cat owned by a Schuylkill Haven man has been found by the hex doctors to be a Hexahemeron cat. This cat is said to have been born on the sixth day of the sixth month in 1906, and to have been one of the litter of six kittens. It was blind only 6 days after being born, whereas all ordinary cats are blind 9 days. The word hexahemeron is taken from two Greek words, hex and hemera, and means a completion in six parts. It is usually used in referring to the 6 days' labor of creation, as described in the first chapter of Genesis. While there are only 5 books in Moses and the Authorized Bible, the hex doctors declare that they have a 6th book of Moses. In this book, the Witch of Endor ascribes full power to the Hexahemeron cat in warding off evil spells. It was declared that the hex cat had beyond doubt an engagement with the evil one, whereby it had imparted to it an imp or spirit. The Schuylkill Haven cat has never eaten anything but toads, frogs, lizards, and serpents, and the hex doctors agreed that its presence will restore the Thomas homestead to a normal condition. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts. Music, books, art, podcasts, and more. DarkHollerArts.com.